Welcome to episode 2627 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7, the final episode in our series we've been exploring all week long, conscious living, following the insight of conscious living expert J.V. Crum III. And throughout this week, I've shared with you insight from the interview we launched into with this week's series, and you can go back and listen to that interview. If you'd like to listen to the entire series and go a little more deeply into this week's theme, know that, as always, the Sip and Om Meditation app offers you a free week's series, and you receive a journal to go with that series, along with a slowdown guide with the valuable tips and techniques from the entire series right there at your fingertips that you can glance at to remember the breathing technique and the affirmation. And there's even a recommended book you can read, a yoga asana, an herbal tea, and so much more. So again, this is the Sip and Om Meditation app, where you do receive access to over 2,000 guided meditations. It's yours, absolutely free, for an entire series. So as you get ready to do this final episode, I thought we would focus on the insight that JV shared in regards to this week's challenge that he set for you. Every week we focus on a challenge, and this is something you do every day. So the challenge for this week was to do less. As you have been doing less, you may have noticed that you got more done. And JV explains in the interview all about the 80-20 structure, where the goal is to focus the majority of your best energy in a day, that 80%, on what matters most. And he recommends selecting 3 things to focus on daily that you'd like to accomplish. And as you are focusing, JV talks about being aware that 20% of your time and attention may very likely stray to inevitable interruptions. This could be urgent matters you need to attend to that you didn't expect. It could be that your technology isn't working as well. It could mean that you get lost in your email inbox or on social media. And this is common. So you could find that 1 to 2 hours of your day is wasted, or at least it seems like it's wasted on things that don't matter. To keep yourself focused, I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and ask yourself this question. As you straighten your spine to keep alert and focused, and gently elevate your eyes upwards to uplift your thoughts, begin to relax your body, noticing where you hold onto any tension today. Notice how you feel and name your emotion. Ask yourself this question: what is the 10% of your life that really matters most? As you reflect back over your week, consider the times that stand out most and notice if you focused on this 10%. were you consciously living, focusing on the 10% that mattered most to you? Think of the times this past week when you were interrupted or when you were aware of wasting time, yet you continued to do it. No judgment, no shame, simply awareness of how consciously you lived your life this past week. Become aware of what got you off track. Now, as you reflect back over your week, what comes to mind when you consider living consciously? Focusing on what matters most to you. How did that make you feel? What support structures were in place that allowed you to live more consciously? Congratulate yourself for these times when you lived consciously. As you continue to meditate, celebrate this week. Enjoy your meditation, reflecting on all the ways you lived more consciously. You are so worth slowing down for.